podcast. I'm Sabra Kojus.
And I'm May. And you ever be on camera for the first time in a day and realize that your lips are chapped as hell? Am I okay? I just, my camera turned on and I was like, girl.
Honestly, I didn't notice until the moment you said my lips, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my god, yeah, what the fuck? It just kind of, from my perspective, looks like a really massive cold sore.
Yeah. No, it's just that I must have bitten this part of my lip, and it's
okay, that makes more sense.
It feels fine, but it's very chapped looking.
I was like, yikes. Oh my god, did you get herpes too? Like, are we in this together now?
We're all in this together. Yes. That is the song of herpes, actually, when you think about it. Is this a metaphor? Was High School Musical actually about herpes this whole time?
A metaphor for herpes?
We could figure out how that's true.
Well, yeah, because we're all in this together. Most right. people, 80%+ of people in the world have some strain of herpes, either HSV right. or HSV2.
If we're going to include... worried that everyone's going to find out and they're going to be mean about it, but really it's fine.
Yeah, we want to stick to the status quo. We want to stick to the stigma that we know.
Yes.
But we have to break down those barriers. We have to let yes. people be themselves.
So important to get your head in the game.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
And the moral of High School Musical is you can date somebody that you didn't realize, like, was in a different, like, group than you. Mm-hmm. And with herpes, you don't have to only date other people that have herpes. You can
yeah.
you can have a healthy relationship with anyone who's a healthy person to have a relationship with
that.
Mentally. Yes.
Right. That is still important.
I also, when I was saying our intro, this is, what more can I say, whatever the intro is, I was like, wow, I wish I could say this faster and be done with it. It felt all of a sudden really long, and I was like, oh.
That's so funny, because it's brief.
I know, it's so short, and I was like, wow, I really wish I was done saying this already.
I like that you had time during that very yeah. brief thing you said to have a full thought that was like, damn, I'm so tired of yeah. doing this.
Yes, that's literally, great. Literally what it is. Alrighty, well, today is right before Christmas. I'm Jewish, so that doesn't matter to me. But other people celebrate Christmas. This will come out like a month later, but good for you guys. Actually,
yeah,
2 months later.
Just so you know,
maybe.
It was Christmas. Remember that? Yes. Think back on those fond or bad memories.
Well, the kind of reason that I say that is because I had this thought today, and it's not what we're doing. We have our episode plan, and I guess hypothetically we could do this episode at any time, but I think we would have had to realistically record this a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I had the thought if we could try to like predict 2024, and those could be like events in the world or like Avril specific events. What kind of things do yeah. we think are going to come out of her next album that we assume is coming out next year? Like, who is she going to date? Like, what big scandal is there going to be? However, we already have an episode planned for today, and also, again, like, by the time I'm going to edit this, it'll be, like, February.
True, but in the spirit of that idea, let's both just predict one thing quickly
okay.
right now.
Great.
For Avril.
Okay. I think that Avril is going to be seen by a tabloid holding hands with somebody who is 26 years old.
Yeah, that makes sense. For some reason... my brain said, I think she's going to date Jake Gyllenhaal, but that makes no sense.
Well, what's he, Jake Gyllenhaal? I think he's married, isn't he, or in a relationship?
I'm pretty sure he's taken. He's off the market. Maybe he'll break up with that person and date Avril. I don't think that's going to happen. What
yes.
if Avril gets married this year, this coming year?
Will Avril, I don't think Avril will get married in 2024. I think there's the possibility that she could get engaged in 2024. I think marriage is a little soon.
Yes, but she has no rules about that. You know what I mean?
That's true. No, absolutely. I mean, I wonder, is, like, planning a wedding easier if you're that wealthy and famous and, like, someone does all the work for you?
I have no doubt. Also, it depends on the scale of what you're planning. She could elope with someone randomly. Like, she
yes.
dated Tyga. We can't take anything off the table.
That's true. Oh my god, do we think Avril will elope in 2024?
I think she'll elope to Paris.
I think that that's actually a really, maybe not in 2024, but I think her next, like, instead of having a big wedding, next time she gets married, it'll be an elopement. I
yeah.
think that makes full sense for her. Mm-hmm.
And it would be wild if it was with, like, a 70-year-old. That's one thing she hasn't done yet. You know?
We went in opposite directions. I said 26. You said 70.
I think that both possibilities are equally likely.
I don't. I do think she's more likely to go younger. I feel like she's got... I assume that she's a little immature.
Yes, and the last two people that she has dated have been younger than her.
Yes. I'm also projecting a little because I went on another date with that 24-year-old, so...
Right.
You know?
You're like, I want this for her so that I can have it for me.
Yeah. Avril, make me feel less weird about myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm also watching this show, I mentioned it before, called Life Unexpected, which is this drama from, like, 2010. And season two has been so difficult for me to watch. And I know it's over after this, and so I can just be done with it. But, one of the main plot lines is the main girl, who's, like, 16, starts dating her teacher, like, in secret. And it's, like... It starts out where he thinks that she is an adult but then does find out that she's a teenager. So he's like, oh, we can't do this. But then they do it anyway. And it's so fucking uncomfortable.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Doesn't that happen on like Pretty Little Liars or something too?
Yes, it did. It was a major plot point on Pretty Little Liars. But I was a teenager then, so it didn't seem that weird to me. And now being an adult, I'm like, that's disgusting. And like, there's no... I don't care what kind of, like, connection you have. First of all, you don't have a connection because, like, you've just met. And second of all, the second that you learned that she was 16, like, there should have been a part of your brain that was like, absolutely not.
Yes, you should have gotten the ick in the biggest way ever.
Yes.
And back handspringed out of there as fast as you could. It should have been like that Vine. Yeah, I'm going to reference a Vine in almost 2024, where the guy does a backflip and, like, knocks the giant donut sign. Off of,
I don't know,
he's like in a drive-thru or something, and he does a backflip and knocks over like a major part of the drive-thru, and then he runs away. It should have been that energy.
Okay, yeah, I'll take your word for it.
People who get it, get it.
Speaking of 2024, I assume we'll record next week, but maybe not because of the holidays. I'll be around, maybe, maybe not. So maybe this is the last episode we record in 2023. And also, guys, 2024 marks... Like, the beginning, like, January 2024 is 4 years that we've been making this podcast.
Damn. College education.
I know. This is what That's we used crazy. It for. I tweeted that one time. I was like, I got myself $30,000 into debt, and all I got out of it was a skater boy podcast.
That's really good.
Yeah. Okay, so today we wanted to create... Avril Lavigne, the musical. It doesn't have to be titled that.
Wow,
that's
I forgot.
What the title of the episode is. Oh.
And I didn't ask you. I always ask you, what are we talking about today? And I realized after you had done the intro that I didn't ask you that. And then I was like, I'll just find out.
That's so funny that I was sitting here being like, we already have an episode for today, blah, 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 blah. And you did not question that at all. You were just like, oh, yeah, we don't have to switch topics or anything. We'll stick to our original topic, but I don't know what it is. What if it'd been a terrible topic?
I knew we had come up with them. I just didn't know what it was. And I was like, I'm not going to interrupt the flow. I'm just going to find out at the same time as... I was going to say at the same time as the listener, but I actually will find out later than the listener because the listener will know from the title of the episode.
Right. So. Depends on how you're viewing time. The listener won't know until January or February.
Right, certainly.
You know in December, but the listener will click on the episode knowing what it is.
Yes, you they'll know what they're getting into. And boy, oh boy, what a wild one to not know what you're getting into. I've had no time to think about this.
That's funny. I've been listening to Avril Lavigne songs all day, so I'm ready.
Oh, because it's going to be a jukebox musical.
Right. So, well, that's the question. Let's start out. Avril Lavigne the musical. Is this a musical? I assumed that this is a musical that we are just taking any plot. I was also looking up jukebox musicals, and a lot of them are, like, based on movies, and then it's not songs from that movie or anything. Like, Clueless the musical, obviously based on Clueless the movie, and then uses, like, 90s songs. So it's a jukebox musical, but it's about Clueless.
The other thing that people do... is like, for example, All Shook Up is like an Elvis musical where the plot is just something that they made up, but it uses sort of the vibe of Elvis songs to get inspiration. So like someone is working at like a mechanic and there's songs about cars so they can reference those, you know? So presumably I'm going to say what we're all thinking. If we did that with Avril Lavigne, it would be largely a get out of this town type yes. musical.
Yes. So to start, so that's actually to say first off, because one option is we pick a movie that we like and we do that. Probably not going to be that because we didn't talk about it in advance and I don't remember movies. Other option, we make up a plot, a getting out of this town plot, and we go with it from there. Third option, we take the plot of Skater Boy and we make it into a musical.
Mm-hmm.
With other Avril songs.
I don't know why that hasn't been done yet. I'm like genuinely...
Well, yeah, it's the same question with why hasn't there been a Skater Boy movie? Because every fucking news thing is like, there's going to be a Skater Boy movie and then there's not.
Right, but that's all the more reason that I'm surprised there isn't a Skater Boy musical because it mm-hmm. seems like a much lighter lift.
Well, there's no money in Broadway.
Yes, but also that means that like funding a Broadway show and funding, funding like a workshop versus mm-hmm. funding a movie are in different
sure,
universes.
Sure, a workshop, very, very cheap. But
I'm surprised no one's done, like, wait, let me check to make sure no one has done this before I say it. I was going to say that no one has done, like, an unauthorized Skater Boy musical, but it looks like, I'm not seeing anything.
There was that pop punk musical a couple years ago, but that wasn't. I don't think there was a
Yeah, some people that we know were in that, right?
Yeah, and I think that might have been original music.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so.
And I don't remember anything about it other than being like, wow, nobody asked me. That's rude. The people who made it did not know who I was, but.
Well, yeah, that was my thought, too. Like, I think my friend Brittany was like, I'm surprised that you're, like, not in that. And I was like, I didn't know it existed.
Yeah. You can't just be in things.
Right. Like, I didn't know about it. Anyway, so do we want to do Getting Out of This Town or do we want to do Skater Boy? I'm down with either.
Oh, I'm also down with either. Maybe we do sort of like we are inspired by Skater Boy, but we can riff on that and kind of do our own thing to make it get out of this town musical.
Okay, correct. Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, all that Skater Boy really gets us is the first verse.
Yes.
So Skater Boy can't be, it's got to be like our ending song, basically. Yes. That's got to be like our curtain call song. Like, so we got to start earlier. We have to start with other songs. So we have our skater chick, Avril. And
I have
we have
to say
our...
something so important before this.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with anything that you're saying. Avril Lavigne is playing a show in Croatia on June 17th. Should we go?
Yes! Well, actually, more realistically, she's playing a festival in Montreal. And I was like, oh, actually, we could go to that.
It's true, but I would much rather go to the show in Croatia for the bit. Anyway,
yes.
Let's get back on the rails.
Okay. Anyway, so I guess we start with our skater boy and our ballerina, maybe?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because also we could do a whole thing. I think, well, here's the thing. I think the whole thing should take place in a high school.
Yes, same.
And, like, we don't do a jump forward into the future.
Yep, same.
So now we can have a fun cast of high school characters, including, can I just say, Gretchen the Goth Girl. Those who have listened to episode one know.
Is that the only episode we've referenced Gretchen on?
I feel like it can't possibly be the only episode we've referenced Gretchen on. But we haven't referenced her in a very long time.
That's true. That's so true. We haven't referenced her in forever. So I think that we kind of start out with, okay, maybe we start out with our clique. So we're establishing the world. We've got our skater clique. We've got our prep clique. We've got our ballerina and her friends. We've got our theater kids nerds that we were good. In. Good. Well, actually, would you have been a goth or would you have been a theater kid? Assuming you can't be both.
Right. Oh, goth. Goth.
You'd be goth? Wow, rude. I can't believe you abandoned me in this fictional
but I
universe.
Feel like, aren't there so many goths in theater, though? That was my experience, anyway.
Not really in my experience. There may have been, there were a couple, but it wasn't like a big.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I met a lot of fellow goths in theater.
Interesting.
And they were very into, like, Sweeney Todd and
yeah,
the Genetic Opera and that kind of thing.
Makes sense. Okay, so what song could we use to, like, introduce our cliques? Like, what is our best...
Why don't I have a list of Avril songs in front of me right now? Hold, please, while I pull it up.
Okay.
Typing sounds. I'm in.
And by that, I mean we're both pulling up Genius.
Yep.
We start with Fell in Love with the Devil.
Wait, actually, wait a second.
Oh, no.
Suggestion.
What? Okay.
Can we start with My World?
Can we
make it into a chorus number where they're all talking about their high school experience and how they're all from a small town? I think we could do it.
Do you think that's the opening song, or do you think that that's the ending song? That's like our the song right before the curtain call.
Both.
This musical is called My World, and the whole thing, it's just revolving around the song My World.
I'm gonna just give a more realistic pitch, which is that the opening song is Here's to Never Growing Up.
Oh yeah, that tracks.
And then maybe we intersperse with some like narration or somebody uses text to explain everything.
Honestly, maybe My World could be like the quirky ingenue. That's her little song.
Oh my god, I'm just looking at the lyrics of My World and they're so wild. I think my world would be really funny split up where like everybody says the line that applies to their character.
Yes, and then they all come in like a four-part harmony on the Can't Help If I Space Out in a Daze part. Like the chorus is every, like the yeah. four leads. And it's yeah. like they're not so different. You can already tell they're not so different after all.
Pretty funny.
A jock, a theater kid, a goth, and like a nerd.
Okay, so we're abandoning Skater Boy. We're just going with yeah. the getting out of this town thing.
Yes, and also it's in high school, so Skater Boy is a thing.
Right. So basically you just said The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
You just like gave us the characters of The Breakfast Club. Okay.
I mean, that's all teen media.
it's just The Breakfast Club being yes. reprised.
The Breakfast Club redux. Like, everything is just a repeat.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we start with Here's to Never Growing Up, and then maybe there's a scene where all of these four characters are, like, they're clearly nothing alike, and they all hate each other, and, like, they don't even know each other's names. And then we get into My World, where we all learn, actually, they're all quite similar.
Yes, and then they all get detention, and they all have to... No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly?
They did that in the Power Rangers movie. So
they all got detention effective. In the Power Rangers movie?
I'm pretty sure. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I think it was basically Breakfast Club.
Okay, should we just do the Breakfast Club? Breakfast Club the musical?
Wait, we actually accidentally backed into the first thing that you said, which was make a movie into a musical using Avril Lavigne songs.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to do that, but I want to acknowledge that we could. And well, it's like all Avril Lavigne songs, but also Don't You Forget About Me is still the main thing. Sung by Avril Lavigne. We have to get her to cover it.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Avril Lavigne shows up to sing. Okay. Yeah. So then we sing Mobile. I like how we didn't come up with like an actual I'm sorry, not Mobile, My World.
I thought that you were just saying I love Mobile, and so we're going to set the second song.
That's basically, I think that's subconsciously what my brain was doing, but not what I actually intended, which was to say we go into My World, and then I was going to say that I like, oh, we haven't actually come up with a plot yet, except that we know all of these characters. Oh, maybe it's like a college admissions thing, like they're all going to find out where they're going to college.
Right.
And they're all really nervous about it. Because,
yeah. It could also be actually that maybe there are two characters who are dating, and there's the classic, one of them thinks they both want to go to the same school, but actually the other one secretly wants to go to a different school that's across the country.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it.
Will it break their relationship apart?
Oh. Yes! Says the woman who her now husband went to a school across the country and they're now married and have a baby.
Well, in fairness, he was about 4 hours away.
It was that close? Car.
He was in Pennsylvania.
And Pennsylvania's that close?
Where he was in Pennsylvania. It was pretty okay. close by Pennsylvania.
In my mind, and I know this doesn't make any sense, in my mind he was like in Ohio.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, Ohio is just on the other side of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, maybe that's why I thought it. Okay, so then, so we've sung My World. We've now established our characters, our four that you already mentioned, and I don't remember, but I'm just gonna keep going. And then we need, like, a sort of, like, catalyst. Like, what happens?
That's such a good question. You do need one of those, for sure.
Maybe they, no, I don't know. I was gonna steal from Never Have I Ever on Netflix and say that there's, like, a college, like, fair where you can, like, meet the admissions people, and mm-hmm. they somehow all get locked in a classroom and they, like, can't go to the fair, and some of them are freaking out because they're like, well, I have to go to college, and one of them's like, psh, college is for losers.
And they're in detention, and
I was like, well, how do we get them locked in a room that's not detention?
I mean, for some reason, my brain went to, like, one of them gets arrested and, like, maybe falsely, like, something happens and, like, the cops arrest someone, but, like, they're wrong and that person shouldn't have gotten arrested. And then they, for some reason, have to team up
I
to
feel
clear
like that's
that person's name.
Really dark. And also,
yes, but we can get edgy. That's fun.
We can. It's vaguely, very, very vaguely the premise of a show called One of Us is Lying that's based on a book where somebody dies that they think it's an accidental allergic reaction, but they realize that it was, like, actually on purpose. And now there's, like, this group of, like, people who were not friends, and they're all kind of, like, suspects. And they
have to,
yeah, figure it out.
Actually, this is a good conversation to have now, which is, what is the tone of this? Is it all campy and fun? Does it get actually edgy at some point? Is it all campy and fun with edgy elements that we're going to pretend are not edgy? Because that's fun.
Yeah, we can do that. I was just gonna say, if we're gonna go with the, like, college thing where there's two characters who are, like, maybe the jock and the prep are dating, and the prep thinks that they're gonna go to the same school, and he turns out, like, gets a football scholarship to go somewhere across the country, that would be a really good time to put in the song Boys Lie.
Yes, it would.
And maybe she cheats on him because she's upset because she thinks she's being abandoned, and so that's why he comes in with And Girls Lie Too.
I like that. That's fun.
So that comes later. I don't know how we get there.
Yeah, I can't believe he got into Alabama on a football scholarship.
The man I've been on three dates with is a really, really big Ohio State fan.
I almost said Ohio State.
And I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Right. That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
I just said Bama because I like saying Roll Tide.
What does that mean?
God only knows. I don't know okay. what they mean down there.
I don't know what it sounds, frankly, and this is just my brain being, like, warped. But I don't know why this is what it makes me think of. It makes me think of, like, a wave, like a red wave, but, like, a wave of blood, like menstrual yes. blood.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay.
I've never thought that in my life, and I have no reason to think that, but you said it makes me think of, and I was like, she's going to say a red wave of menstrual blood. I don't know how I could possibly have known.
I'm that predictable now.
Well, you said this might just be my warped brain, and I was like, confirming what I thought you were going to say.
Listeners, let us know if you also got ahead of that and knew what I was going to say.
That would be awesome. How strong is the brand?
Yeah, how strong is the brand, or is it just that May has known me for too long?
Yeah. I honestly can't tell. Oh, I just realized that Dumb Blonde is going to be, like, a major number.
Ooh!
Right? That's very fun.
Ooh, very good.
Oh, wait a second. So he gets the football scholarship, and yeah. then it turns out that he thinks that she's going to wind up going to his school because he doesn't think she's smart enough to get into the school that she wants to go to.
Oh, okay. So they were both going to go to, we'll say NYU, great mm-hmm. school. But there's no football team there, so he wasn't right. going to play football. But she's like, that's fine, we're both going to get in. We can totally do that. And he really wants to go to Bama because it's the second best college football team.
Yes.
And he likes it. So he convinces her to also apply. There is more of, yes, not a safety school. I just want to look up University, Alabama, rate of acceptance. Okay, pretty high, higher acceptance rate than NYU.
Right.
So he thinks, oh, well, we'll both apply there. She's not going to get into NYU, so it's not even going to fucking matter. Like, she'll just come with me to Bama.
Yeah, he's like, it won't be an issue.
Yeah. And then she finds out that he maybe said this to a friend, and...
Yes. Also, it could be that he doesn't even apply to NYU.
Ooh, yes.
Because he thinks she's not going to get in, and then it's never going to come up.
Yes.
And he's going to be like, oh, I didn't get in either.
Yeah. And then, okay, so she overhears him saying, maybe she overhears him saying to his friend that, like, oh, fuck yeah, I got into Bama, like, and his friend's like, doesn't your girl want to go to NYU? And he's like, she's never going to get in there, like, she's not smart enough.
Yes, and then she sinks down wrong.
And then, or, I mean, honestly, we could, it doesn't have to be NYU, we could literally make it, like, Harvard or something.
Right.
It could be an Ivy. And then she sings Dumb Blonde. Yeah. And then later, she finds out that he didn't even apply to NYU because of this whole thing. And so then they, and then she kisses somebody else. And then they sing then Boys Lie.
Ensues. Yeah. I fear that we're writing something good.
Really? Because I think this is pretty bad.
I think we might accidentally write something entertaining.
As long as we make an entertaining podcast,
true,
I'm okay with it. Okay, meanwhile, there's a nerd and a skater chick. Is that who we said there were? Nerd and a goth.
Yeah, but we can say skater.
Okay, great. And the nerd maybe sings...
We're both just scrolling.
Yeah, I'm really like, oh, if I just scroll, something will eventually, like... grab me. Oh, also, maybe, if we wanted to get, like, kind of dark, there's some sort of, like, school tragedy, like, right, like, somebody dies or something, mm-hmm, and that's, like, our act one finale is we do Keep Holding On.
Oh, very good. Yes, we should.
Big ensemble
I do piece. Think that the nerd should sing What the Hell at some point, and it should be the What the Hell acoustic version, because that exists. And it should be sung by a boy, because I'm interested in how it would be different.
Also, because What the Hell is such a difficult song to sing. It goes so low and so high that it probably would work better in a male voice. It'd be easier to cast.
Yeah. And I just think it's funny that there is a What the Hell acoustic version, and I want to see it up on the stage.
Mm-hmm. So I think maybe there's, like, a big party, like, a big, like, college acceptance party, and all the school goes, because everyone in the school goes to college, I guess, even though that's not necessarily realistic.
Maybe the nerd decides not to go to college, and that's where What the Hell comes in.
Oh, okay, so then we don't have to do the part. I was going to say that she, like, gets drunk at a party, he gets drunk at a party, and then, like, sings this, but that's also good if he gets into all the schools, gets into, like, two Ivies, and Michigan and NYU and Notre Dame and is like, but actually I want to be a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah. That's such a terrible idea. And it's like, we've made it so clear that we support education on this podcast, but we're like, yeah. And then he's gonna decide not to go to college.
And maybe he's the skater boy.
Oh, he becomes the skater boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's like he's bitten by a skater werewolf.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he confides in this. He tells this to the goth chick, skater chick.
Yeah.
And then he sings What the Hell to her, and she supports his dream of being a SoundCloud rapper because she thinks that college is stupid and people take out too much debt for something that doesn't actually guarantee you a job. And she teaches him how to skateboard, maybe, and he gets really injured and breaks his arm.
Yes, and remember when I said we wouldn't flash forward?
Yes.
I am going to say there's going to be almost like an epilogue number.
Yeah, sure.
Where they're going to sing... oh, damn, what the hell is it called? All I Wanted.
Okay.
I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Because they go their separate ways. Mm-hmm. He to become a SoundCloud rapper, she to do whatever the hell she's doing.
Yeah. So he, like, moves to, like, LA or something. Because he's like, yeah. I need to be... I don't know where the scene is for SoundCloud rappers. I want to say,
for some reason, my brain told me Florida. I don't know if that's true. It feels like a Florida thing.
It does feel like a Florida thing, but I'm sure LA makes more sense.
Probably. But you know what? We're in charge. So I think that's true. Move to Florida. Especially okay. because then she could move to LA to become a professional stunt woman.
Okay. Interesting.
Feels right.
Sure. Yeah. We'll go with that. Sounds good. And maybe she's really into astrology and she thinks that. Like, she thinks that he and her, maybe, like, there's something between them. She's like, it's gonna happen. And then he kind of, like, she feels like he abandons her at one moment. And she sings yeah. Mercury in Retrograde.
Which oh, yeah.
I was listening to some old Avril today, like, Best Damn Thing era. And I was like, Mercury in Retrograde, the song, I feel like was supposed to be one of those, like, yeah. Best Damn Thing songs. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't really sound like current Avril. And that's what's off-putting about it.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Should Best Damn Thing be in this show?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the prep girl sings it kind of at the end when her football boyfriend is trying to get her back. But she's like, no, I was the best damn thing that you've ever seen.
That makes sense. I was also thinking that it could be her very first song when she is still dating the football guy and she's really confident and she's like, yeah, we're... kind of gonna conquer the world.
Maybe.
And she doesn't know that he's like talking her down to people and like being a rat.
Yeah. Big question.
Yes.
Is there any way that we can fit in the song?
Yes.
I don't have to try, of which the opening lyrics are. I'm the one who knows the dance. I'm the one who's got the prance.
This is how we're going to fit that in.
Okay.
That is what the cheerleaders are doing, like cheering.
Yes! That's a way better, like, way for this song to exist than the way that it actually exists in the real world, which is just that it's a song or somebody...
Yes, and the reason that was so at the top of my head is because I was looking at the lyrics to Best Damn Thing, and there's a whole, like, give me an A section.
Oh, yeah,
of that
yeah,
song,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I forgot about. So.
Is that the... Oh, well, no, there's also in... Wait, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that song? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hate it when the guy... Oh, no, that's... Doesn't...
That is Best Damn Thing.
That's Best Damn Thing. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was... But then for a second, I was worried that I was singing Smile, and I was like, wait. When you listen to too much Avril, guys, they all blur together in your brain.
That is so real.
I also just, I know we've said it a million times, but I don't have to try. I want to be so clear. She's not singing this opening, these opening lines in any way that kind of covers up what she's saying. She's fully saying, I'm the one who knows the dance. I'm the one who's got the prance. I'm the one who wears the pants. I wear the pants.
That's so bad.
Who let her do that?
I really could not begin to tell you. It's quite shocking.
I can tell you it's Dr. Luke, who we know has done a lot of bad things in his life, so...
Yeah.
I guess it's not that surprising.
Yes. I will say this is certainly one of the less bad things he's done, but if it were somebody else, this would be one of the worst things they've done.
Yeah, maybe he... No, I don't know the timeline of things. I was gonna say... Maybe
at the time it was the worst thing you did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great question.
And he was like, well, it's all downhill from here. Might as well just be the worst man alive.
Right. I mean, it's a testament to how much he sucks that this is, like, one of the lightest things.
Yes, yes, exactly.
How could anyone allow this?
So, looking up some more Avril songs, I just want to see, like, what other ones we want to throw in there. So we're throwing I Don't Have to Try in as like a football game song.
Yes.
And it's the cheerleaders.
Yeah. I think that's very fun.
Maybe it's kind of like in High School Musical 3, the first song, where they're playing basketball and the song is happening and then everything kind of stops and Troy sings to Gabriella.
Yes.
Yes. But instead
that was literally exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, great. But in this version, The boyfriend's an asshole, because the lyrics are, I don't have to try to make you realize anything I want to do, I'm gonna do. Anything I want to do, I don't have to try.
Yeah.
Wild lyrics.
I also think that maybe the skater girl can sing When You're Gone when she and the nerd go their separate ways.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Also, we should give at least one song to the jock guy. What is Avril's most evil song?
Avril's most evil song where she's being evil.
Honestly, she definitely has some.
I mean, this is not the song itself, but I did just rewatch the music video for Bite Me Acoustic version.
Oh my god.
Where she commits a felony.
She does.
It's so uncomfortable, honestly. And it really doesn't like fit with the lyrics. It's like really weird. Avril does, is this a cover? Yeah, Avril does a cover of Bad Reputation.
We could just throw that in there. Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, I feel like that counts.
I think that's fine. I feel like she does have songs that are mean, though.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep looking. Listeners, if you think of a really mean Avril song, what if it's Love It When You Hate Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. What if we threw in a Maud Sun song? I'm kidding.
I know, I've been looking at those and I'm like,
whoa.
Ugh, yikes.
Why does Dancing Crazy by Miranda Cosgrove come up when you look up Avril songs?
Well, she must have been on it somehow. If you're on Genius.
I am.
She must have, like, written it or sings
written
on
by
it.
By Avril Lavigne.
Dancing Crazy and Daydream, both by Miranda Cosgrove.
Wow.
And,
that's crazy.
Yeah, Dancing Crazy was co-written by Avril.
She looks so much like my sister. It's crazy.
And Daydream was originally written by Avril for Under My Skin, but it didn't make the cut.
I like that if, even though you've never seen my face and you don't know who my sister is, if you're listening to this podcast, if you picture a younger Avril Lavigne and a younger Miranda Cosgrove, that's me and my sister.
I don't know what your sister looks like, honestly. I don't know
she
that
looks
I've
like
ever
Miranda Cosgrove.
Okay, great. I'll take your word for it. I'm thinking of the two sisters that I think I have seen, and they both look like you, kind of.
Yeah. So. This is not one of those, I suppose.
The genes got different somehow.
They did get different. It is there. My siblings either look like me or look like her. There's like two models.
Interesting. So you got like, when you got half of your mom's genes and half of your dad's genes, your sister just got the other halves of those genes. And
yes,
then
that's like
everyone
fully
kind
what
of
it is. Like she has really dark eyebrows, very dark hair. Totally not like me.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's very funny.
I guess that's also a way that Irish people look.
Yes.
Like, you're one way that Irish people look, and that's another way that Irish people look.
Yeah, that's another way that you could envision us, is like two different kinds of Irish people. It's really accurate, actually.
I'm pretty sure the guy I've been on three dates with is Irish. I haven't actually asked that. It's just that all of his siblings have really Irish names, and I know he was raised Catholic. And by all of his siblings, I mean one is named Patrick, and I was like, well.
Yeah, that's pretty Irish. Yeah, at this point, it could kind of be anyone. It could just be, like, a white in America, but it is definitely
It Irish. Could be. Well, his name is James, and his middle name is Joseph. Are those things Irish at all?
Yeah, that's, like, very Irish Catholic.
There we go, yeah.
That's really funny.
And his sister, he has a sister named Mary Kate, which I just was like. So.
That's really funny.
Anyway. We have a couple more minutes to think of more plot, because we didn't really come up with a plot at all for this. It's just that people are trying to get out of their parents' expectations of what they're supposed to do.
Should we have the parents sing a song? That's really
Yeah, let's
funny.
Let's look at what that
they
could
just
be.
Inexplicably sing rock and roll.
Maybe the parents wanted to get out of their town when they were younger, but they didn't.
Well, or maybe they do like I'm with you, and it's to say that they'll support their kids no matter what.
That's cute, but I think it would need to only be one set of parents, because if all the parents are supportive, that's just not realistic.
Well, is any part of this musical realistic?
No, but I feel like it's fair to say that one out of every four sets of parents is supportive. No, just kidding. Just
kidding. I did. One time somebody told me that 60% of married men, or like men in relationships, cheat on their partners. And I looked it up, and that's not true for straight people. I don't know if maybe he was referring to gay people, but it is like 25%, I think, of men cheat. And I was like, oh, that's
high.
Right, I was like, compared to 60, that's nothing. And then I was like, wait a second, that's 1 in 4.
Yeah,
that's so many.
Oh,
that's
no.
Terrifying. Yikes. And if we know it's not going to be George, that means really for me it's 1 in 3.
That's how statistics work.
That's how statistics
It's always
work.
The people you know.
Yeah.
Every statistic maps perfectly with that number of people that you know.
Yes, exactly. So, if it's not going to be George, my chances are real bad.
Oh my god, Russian right out here.
Okay. I feel like we have too many ballads already.
We do.
Although we didn't really figure out why they would sing Keep Holding On. But we can come back to that in our brains. Never. But also, just another ballad, we have too many, but if we wanted to maybe stick this one in instead of something, Avalanche.
I was gonna suggest Avalanche. It would be funny to have it be that Avalanche was sung by a character who's like not one of the main characters, but is having a separate struggle off to the side, like a teacher.
Okay, or I was gonna say, like in West Side Story, there's a song that it's just like there is a whole role that is the soloist for that song, and they just sing that song, and that's their job in the show.
That's so crazy.
Or in Parade, it starts out with a song with these two characters, a duet, and then those characters are never in the rest of the show, and I figured they would at least be in the ensemble somewhere, but then they, like, come out for their curtain call, and I was like, oh, you were not in the rest of the show. You are still either dressed in your original costume, or you fully changed into your normal people clothes.
That's
so you say you got a full, at minimum, Broadway minimum pay to show up and do one song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good gig. Nice
yeah,
work.
Yeah, really good gig. Sounds great. Oh my god, you could get so much like chess playing done in that the rest of the show time. You
really could.
You could edit so many episodes of this podcast.
Those are the two things.
Yeah, those are the two things that people do.
Yeah.
And maybe, nope, that's another ballad, I'm not going to say. I was going to say Dare to Love Me. Maybe the skater girl goes back to the nerd and sings Dare to Love Me, but we have too many
ballads.
True.
We could also, like, change these songs up. Like, just because it was a ballad when Avril did it doesn't mean it has to be a ballad this time. We could do an up-tempo version of any of these.
Yes. I don't know what this song is, but I do feel the need to click on the lyrics, and it's a song called Bitchin' Summer.
Oh!
I don't think I've ever heard it.
I have not heard of that, but I do think it should be in the show.
And it absolutely has to be, because guess what the first line is?
What?
Everyone is waiting on the bell. A couple seconds, we'll be raising hell.
Yeah! Wait, is this in something?
The sun is shining down, school is finally out, and nothing matters, so we might as well.
Okay, it's in the show, certainly.
Right. No, it's just, it's a song that Chad helped write. And
wait, this is just on her self-titled album? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes.
What?
I know. Why don't we know it?
We're fake fans.
Everybody's baking in the sun. Come and party. Do it while we're young. Move your body when you hear the drum, so put your hands up. It's going to be a bitchin' summer. We'll be living fast, kicking ass together. Like a high school lovebird's going to have a blast. Make it last forever. I'll pick you up at the liquor store. Hurry up, we can fit one more. It's now or never. It's going to be a bitchin' summer.
Okay, so this is the opening number.
That's what I was about to say. Is this the opening number, or maybe is this the closing number? Because
we're like, might be the closing summer. Number.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so wild.
It is, and also, doesn't the song feel exactly like the opening song in High School Musical 2? Because that's the only High School Musical movie we haven't referenced yet.
True. Yeah, and I can't believe it took us 45 minutes to get there.
I feel like those are the same song. What is that song? High School Musical 2. What time is it? What time is it? Summertime. It's our vacation.
So she says, quarter tank of gas, about half a pack. Myself wants dying, but there's no turning back. And a genius annotator says, Avril's not going to let anything stop her from enjoying herself. Whether it's her car running out of gas, her running out of cigarettes, or her phone dying, nothing's going to stop Avril's bitch in summer. Nice use of fractions as well with quarter and half. Who knew Avril was such a lyrical mastermind? Whoa, there's a crazy line in here. In the bridge, it says, right near the beach, the party don't stop. If we don't get harassed by the motherfucking cops.
I was just going to read that and be like, Avril said ACAB. That's what she...
That is actually, like, genuinely just about what she said here.
Yeah, Avril invented ACAB, guys.
I don't know how to tell you this. Oh my god.
So I think that's our closing song. Whatever we said before was our closing song, I lied, and it's actually this.
Yes. And it's going to be beautiful. Also on the genius annotation for this, it says, Avril is known to be wild, and wild links to the lyrics to Smile.
where she's getting roofied and tattoos. Yeah, I don't remember what really else happens weird, in that song. Yeah. I don't think we include Smile in this musical.
Yeah, the only way that we could really do it and have us feel good about it was if we wanted this musical to be much darker and we actually leaned into what the lyrics say. But we don't want to do that, presumably, with this. Good grief.
Yeah, well, we're 47 minutes into this episode, so we can't kind of go back and rewrite everything. But I guess, hypothetically, if you guys like this episode, we can do a future episode where we write a different Avril Lavigne jukebox musical that's much more of a, maybe, satire or a, at least a, not a conversation, but a, what's the word? Commentary on society and feminism. And
we do live in a society. Men.
We do. I mean, we can throw Boys Lie into that version.
Right, Smile. And actually have it, like, lean into how spooky those lyrics are, as you guys have heard us talk about, I think, 3 separate times. Avril doesn't do anything, okay? This is not our fault.
We're trying so hard, guys.
We've been doing this podcast for 4 years.
We have.
I guess we've been doing it for 3 years, and we're embarking on our 4th. But still, that's a long time.
I mean, frankly, we did this, like, it was close to the beginning of January, I think. So I'm going to say it's been 4 years of doing
this. Yes, because I left for England in January, so it would have needed to be early.
And it was, like, a week before you left.
Wow, dude.
I know. And then I think you left your sweater at my apartment and, like, your sister had to come get it or something.
Oh, yes, that sounds accurate. Oh, yeah. My sister picked it up because she was going into the city anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Oh, and maybe... maybe just to throw in another song that's upbeat, when the football player and the prep girl officially break up for good, they sing Fake as Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool. Alrighty, well, we kind of-ish wrote an Avril Lavigne musical.
Yes, we're early in draft, so we're going to workshop it. It's going to be great.
Do you want to be in it, or do you want to direct it, or... Do you have any desire?
I guess musicals, they let you be old and play a high school student without it being weird.
Yes.
So I'd be in it. But yeah. I don't think I want to play one of the main people. I'll be a featured soloist.
You want to be the soloist that sings Avalanche?
Yeah. Yeah. My calling.
I love that. I'll be the prep girl.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. Great, guys, this has been another episode of What More Can I Say, a Skater Boy fan cast.
Can I make it any more obvious? And I feel like we were really successful in making it obvious.
Remember when we were going to make the musical about Skater Boy, and maybe that would have made Skater Boy more obvious, but then we didn't do that?
Well, we know it's impossible. We've tried. Again, Sisyphus.
Yeah.